Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. The International Oil Cartel is now holding a summit conference on the Indonesian island of Bali. And in those lush and romantic surroundings, Nelson Benton reports that the conferees are talking about something far from romantic, price increases.
OPEC oil ministers plan to begin private discussions of future pricing formulas in a meeting after the dinner hour here on the island of Bali. Venezuelan oil minister Humberto Calderon told reporters he is suggesting that the cartel move its price to $35 a barrel by the end of next year. The current official price is $32, but Saudi Arabia has been charging less. Calderon said he was not certain, however, that the conference would adopt such a proposal, a plan that would, incidentally, add something over a nickel to the price of a gallon of gasoline in the United States. Earlier in OPEC's opening session, the Iranian delegation staged a silent protest by displaying a large picture of the Iranian oil minister, who was taken prisoner in the continuing fighting between Iraq and Iran. Iraqi oil minister Abdul Karim did not react overtly to the Iranian protest. Iran has been seeking to put the war on OPEC's agenda for this meeting. It has so far, according to Venezuela's Calderon, been unsuccessful in doing so. Nelson Benton, CBS News, Bali.
Indonesia's President Suharto, host to the OPEC conference, is urging Iran and Iraq to end their war as soon as possible in the interests of Islamic unity. But Iraq's foreign minister says it will end only when Iran decides to be reasonable, accepts a ceasefire, and negotiates on all outstanding issues. The American hostage issue was raised in Tehran this morning at a presidential news conference, reported by Tom Fenton.
President Banisadr, who speaks only for the few moderates still in the Iranian government, told foreign newsmen that the key to release of the hostages is the unfreezing of Iranian assets in American banks, not the return of the Shah's wealth. A source close to Banisadr said the moderates hope for the quick return of at least $7 billion in frozen Iranian assets. They realize that the government is unlikely ever to lay its hands on the personal wealth of the late Shah and his family. Banisadr also told the small group of foreign newsmen now allowed to work in this country that Iran would launch a counteroffensive against the Iraqi invaders in the near future. Almost 2 weeks ago, Banisadr told newsmen Iran had already started pushing back the enemy. Foreign correspondents traveling to the front lines in the past 2 weeks saw no obvious preparations for an offensive. Tom Fenton, CBS News, Tehran.
As for the hostages, they are in their 408th day of captivity. In an interview carried yesterday on the CBS News broadcast 60 Minutes, Banisadr suggested that President Carter may have lost interest in resolving the problem and may want to leave it to the Reagan administration. A White House spokesman called the remark ludicrous, not worthy of comment. Today in Poland, the price of food is a burning, perhaps explosive issue. Bert Quint tells us about it.
It may not sound like much. 2 pounds of ham or smoked pork, a pound of boneless pork, and half a pound of butter per person to last for a week. But Poles who have found it extremely difficult to find any meat or butter in recent weeks will be glad to get it. The government announced today what everyone here already supposed, that there will be less food on hand this Christmas than the last. To make sure everyone gets something, ration coupons for the pork and butter will be issued for use in specified shops between December 18th and 24th. Whatever people can find in the regular shops to supplement that, they can buy as usual. So far, the measure is announced only for the Warsaw region, but it is believed other regions will be treated similarly. Poland's private farmers yesterday blamed the food shortage, at least partly, on faulty governmental policies. The private farmers, who provide nearly 80% of the country's food production, are not helped by the government nearly as much as the people who work on state farms. They are trying to form a national union that would put pressure on the regime to change the system and generally improve the peasants' conditions. A ruling on this is scheduled by the Warsaw Appeals Court December 30th. Bert Quint, CBS News, Warsaw.
Washington is still keeping an anxious eye on Poland, and we'll hear about that from CBS News diplomatic correspondent Robert Pierpoint.
American officials regard the next 2 days in Poland as crucial because millions of Poles will be gathering to honor workers killed in the labor rebellions of 1970. Nevertheless, there is some feeling here that, as Secretary of State Muskie put it last night when he arrived back from the NATO conference in Brussels, the situation in Poland has eased somewhat.
The meeting at NATO, I think, was one of the best I've attended, in the sense that the Allies were united as I've never seen them. First, in the hope that the Polish people would be left to resolve their problems by themselves, but secondly, a determination to meet any other contingency involving Poland with a solid, united, constructive Allied response. So I think it was a good trip, a solid trip, and I feel better about the situation than I did when I left.
Neither Muskie nor any other American official would say publicly that the crisis has passed. But there is some hope here that if the Polish Communist government can get through the coming week without calling for help from its allies in the Kremlin, a long-term solution without bloodshed might be possible. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News, Washington.
President-elect Reagan spent the weekend at his home in Pacific Palisades, California. Reporters asked if Mr. Reagan was working on final cabinet choices. An aide said he has completed his part of that process and there's not much more he can do. The Senate and the House are stalemated today on a proposed congressional pay boost. Phil Jones reports.
The proposed pay raise, amounting to 17%, would bring the salaries of members of Congress to nearly $71,000 a year, up by nearly $10,000. And about 34,000 other top-level political appointees in the Congress and other branches of federal government would also get pay hikes. The members of the House have already voted in favor of this increase, but the Senate continues to say no to the pay hike. Senator Barry Goldwater said during the weekend debate that no one denies that the increase isn't deserved, but that he has to vote no because it's the only way he can get back home safely. Otherwise, said Goldwater, he might end up in Iran for Christmas. So the House and Senate start today deadlocked. The House is trying to force the Senate to take the pay raise by knocking out more than 100 amendments involving money for pet projects of several senators. However, the Senate has the strongest bargaining hammer. For tonight at midnight, several government agencies will be out of operating funds if the continuing resolution carrying this pay raise and other amendments is not passed. Phil Jones, CBS News, Washington.
Representative Bob Michael of Illinois, who will be House Republican leader in the 97th Congress, says he thinks the pay increase is dead. In many towns and cities in this country and others, countless numbers of people paid tribute yesterday to John Lennon. The largest of these events took place in New York City's Central Park, not far from the spot where Lennon was shot and killed a week ago tonight. Rob Armstrong was there.
For 10 minutes, they were silent, those thousands and thousands of people who flocked to New York's Central Park. Those thousands and thousands of people who braved the icy December wind to mourn, to reflect, to display their collective grief, their hushed, respectful tribute to John Lennon. It was an emotional outpouring. Some stood, heads bowed or gazing into the winter sky. Some huddled in blankets on the brown grass. Some embraced each other. Many wept. For those 10 minutes, there was just the wind and the hovering helicopters and the pulse of the city in the distance. The eulogies for John Lennon were not delivered by the famous or the celebrated. They were all around in fragments of conversation. He touched us all, said one woman. He bookended my growing up years, said another. A poet who signed himself simply Harvey wrote, I am the unknown fan. Goodbye for now. I'll see you later. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, New York.
Two former high-ranking FBI officials convicted of ordering illegal break-ins have got off with fines. W. Mark Felt and Edward S. Miller were sentenced this morning in Washington federal court. Felt was fined $5,000, Miller $3,500. Neither was sentenced to prison. The price of gold bounced back today from last week's sell-off, rising $20 or more in Europe. It was fixed in London at $581 an ounce. The dollar dropped on all the foreign exchanges.
CBS News. The problem of Northern Ireland seems to be moving to another climax, the IRA putting pressure on the British to grant concessions to prisoners. I'm Richard C. Huddle at reporting on the CBS Radio Network. For the past 50 days, seven Irish Republican Army members in prison in Northern Ireland have refused all solid food, vowing to carry their hunger strike to the ultimate point, their death, if their demands are not met. The seven want Britain, which still administers Northern Ireland, to grant them the status of political prisoners. The British say they were all duly convicted of crimes of violence. The prisoners' demand includes the right to wear their own clothes and to have unrestricted contact with one another. Their death, it is feared, could lead to large and violent demonstrations. Today, the IRA increased its pressure on the British authorities, as Dan Revive reports.
The Provisional IRA announced that 24 men have joined the hunger strike by seven IRA members in the Mays prison near Belfast. They're all demanding to be classified as political prisoners. British officials confirmed that 23 men are refusing to eat as of today. And as for the seven who began their protest more than 7 weeks ago, an official statement said all of them are complaining of weakness and of difficulty in concentrating. One of the hunger strikers has lost part of his eyesight and is refusing all medication. In another jail, three IRA women began a hunger strike 1 week ago. Catholic supporters of the IRA have staged marches and other demonstrations throughout the tense and divided province. The Protestants, who are in the majority there, now have a similar cause. Six Protestant prisoners who began a hunger strike of their own on Friday. Fearing an upsurge in violence, the police in Northern Ireland have canceled all vacations. Dan Revive, CBS News, London.
More news when CBS News continues.
Reach out. Touch someone so far away and yet so close.
Hello?
Hello, Grandma. Hi, it's Debbie. Grandma, I know I'm going to see you in a couple days, but you
Debbie,
know I
honey,
just had to...
Slow down, honey.
It's all so exciting.
Well, of course it's exciting, honey. It's not every day a girl gets married.
Grandma, how can you be so calm?
Well, honey, it's just that my happy is quieter than your happy.
Grandma, I picked up my dress today. Mom thinks it's a little too loud for the wedding, but you're going to love it. Oh, it's
I'm
so
sure
beautiful.
You're going to be the prettiest bridesmaid in the whole world.
Have you decided yet where you're going to go on your honeymoon?
Nope, not yet. It depends on how long Charles can get off work.
Oh, Grandma, it's so good talking to you. See how you settle me down? Thanks for calling.
I didn't call you, honey. You called me.
Oh, yeah.
reach out and touch someone.
The Bell System.
Reach out and touch someone.
The lame duck Congress is back in session today, quacking away about a pay raise for its members so it can adjourn. Hanging in the balance is not only the raise of more than $10,000, but also the spending bill for five cabinet departments to which it's attached. If the bill is not passed by midnight, with or without the pay raise, the five departments, including State Justice and Health and Human Services, will lose their authority to spend money. The justices of the Supreme Court today effectively gave themselves and all other federal judges a pay increase amounting to more than 10%. The court's ruling was on a class action suit brought by a group of judges who complained that they had been unfairly deprived by Congress of cost of living increases from 1976 to 79. In a complex ruling, the justices restored some of the increases. Fines, but not jail terms, were levied against two former FBI officials convicted of approving illegal break-ins in pursuit of radical fugitives. The officials, W. Mark Felt and Edward Miller, faced possible sentences of 10 years in prison. Instead, a federal judge in Washington ordered fines of $5,000 and $3,500, respectively. Stocks and other news after this.
Cook smarter with Soup Starter today.
When it's a cold and blustery day, Starter soups, just minutes away.
Cook smarter with Soup Starter today.
Soup Starter from Swift. Hearty homemade soup for dinner. Just add meat and let it simmer. Serve it tonight.
Cook smarter with Soup Starter today.
When the weather outside is chilly and freezing, that's when Soup Starter soup is really pleasing.
Cook smarter with Soup Starter today.
When even I stopped going to my own coffee club, I knew something was wrong. It had to be my coffee. Then I switched to new improved Kava Instant. Now no one leaves my house with a bitter feeling. Kava's the only 90% acid neutralized coffee. That means it tastes less bitter when you drink it, so it feels better after. And with its improved blend of coffee beans, Kava tastes better than ever. Now my coffee club is so popular, I even turned down my own mother.
New improved Kava Instant. Tastes better when you drink it, so it feels better after.
At the OPEC oil ministers' meeting in Bali, Indonesia, Saudi Arabia has agreed to increase its crude oil price. Sheikh Ahmed Zaki Yamani did not say how great the increase would be. The Saudis have consistently held their oil price below the level charged by the other OPEC producers and have called for stabilization of the oil price market. One guess is that the Saudis are aiming for a general price level higher than their old one, but below that of the others. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average up 2.22, volume on the big board 18.5 million shares. The Dow Jones Industrial stand at 919.37. Richard C. Hottolett, CBS News.